My cousin was lucky she was an entire state away and that murder was illegal. Inez, I said with the last of my patience, I need you to take the hysteria down about 8 notches. I can't help you when you're incoherently wailing. Why do you sound like you're in a cave? Inez demanded, temporarily forgetting whatever drama had caused her to call me in a panic. Holy shit, Zoe! Are you trapped in an actual cave? I would have rolled my eyes, but seeing as how I was belly down exploring the nether region under my bed, the effort would have been wasted. Yes, Inez, I said dryly. I'm trapped in a cave, but I'm so selfless I didn't want to bother you with my life-threatening situation when you called. Oh my God! My gullible cousin's screech through the speaker made my ears want to bleed. Okay, drop me a pin and I'll send the Mounties or whoever climbs into caves to rescue people. For the love of God, I'm not spelunking. I'm under my bed looking for a boot. Call off the Mounties, who are Canadian, by the way. I'm in Pennsylvania. I continued to scan the dark abyss beneath the lodge's king-size bed with my phone's flashlight. So that's where my fuzzy knee socks went. You sure you're not trapped in a cave about to be eaten by bats? Positive. Aha! I spotted the missing Stuart Weitzman boot wedged between the rustic nightstand and bed leg. It cost me a strained neck muscle and a bump on the head to wrestle it free. Good. So back to me then. Where am I going to live? We Moody's were a dramatic people. Here's a thought, I said as I inched my way out from under the bed. Why don't you keep staying in my apartment? You know, the one-bedroom, third-floor walk-up that I generously sublet to you while I temporarily moved to teeny Hallmarkville. Are you giving up on your modeling-slash-catering career already? Inez had moved to Manhattan with dreams of launching a topless catering company, but as she put it, like an artsy topless catering company. The last I'd heard, she was only serving cold past appetizers after an unfortunate incident with hot tomato soup. Out of breath and massaging my sore neck, I threw myself onto the mattress and surveyed the disaster masquerading as my hotel room. Piles of clean and dirty laundry vied for floor space. My work stuff, aka my laptop and several small paperwork explosions, spilled across the bed and occupied the tiny two-person table under the room's expansive Lakeview window. The small closet had experienced a clothing apocalypse, and now the doors no longer closed. Living and working in a hotel room for an extended period of time wasn't nearly as glamorous as I'd hoped, and even with the generous discount the lodge had given me, it was still expensive as hell, something I was freshly and painfully aware of. I'd been a few weeks late on my monthly peek at my finances, only to realize I'd reached the bottom of my savings account. Drastic measures were called for to survive until my agent percentage of my only client's advance came through on publication of her book in 7 weeks. That's just it, Zoe. You don't have an apartment anymore. Inez whined as I held my leg aloft and shoved my foot into the boot. You didn't accept any edibles from the baker on the 7th floor and gamble my apartment away in the building poker game, did you? I warned you. Madame Reneski is a card shark. She's been banned from 4 casinos in Las Vegas. What? No, I only lost your Chanel sweater to her. You better not mean my red Chanel sweater or I will murder you at the family reunion. Zoe, will you please focus? I'm trying to tell you our apartment isn't an apartment anymore. It's a condo. I sprang into a seated position like a curly-haired jack-in-the-box. What did you say? The building is going condo. They said you have 30 days to buy your place or get our stuff out. Who said Inez? I demanded. I don't know, Zoe. The people who sent all the notices and spoke at the building meeting a couple weeks ago. I slapped a hand to my forehead. Why didn't you tell me about this earlier? I thought I did, didn't I? As someone who had endured being labeled as flighty for most of my life, I'd always found the romance novel industry's label, too stupid to live, a little harsh, until this moment. No, I countered. You told me when that hairy guy you met at Pilates clogged my shower drain, and when you thought you saw the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race buying hot dogs at Quick Stop.